Hello there, thanks for listening to Seek the Truth. Good to have you with us today. I was out this morning, I was at the bank, and I was in to see the dentist, and all of a sudden I realised that I had lost my wallet. I thought to myself, oh no, what do I do? Because you know what it's like with cards and all the rest of it. You think, wow, if I've lost that, that's really quite shocking. And so it was a bit of a cold sweat, to be honest, a rush between the Halifax and the HSBC and the places I've been to see if I'd left it there. And all of a sudden, as I'm rushing back to the car to see if I've left it there, it dawns on me that I put it in the pocket of my jacket. It was too warm, so I left my jacket in the back seat of the car, and I knew what it was. It wasn't actually lost. It was just, I didn't have it with me, couldn't find it. But it made me think again about what it's like to be lost. Do you remember the feeling as a little child? You're in the shop and all of a sudden you've lost contact with your mum or your dad and you're in panic and you wonder, how do I solve this one? I'm lost, I'm frightened. You know, there's times when we're not conscious of the fact we're lost. As children, we've been in situations where we're actually lost, but we're unaware, we're enjoying what's around about us, we're fascinated by something and we don't realise we're lost. Well, as you know, this podcast is really about spiritual things, about the big questions of life. Is it possible to be lost in terms of God and salvation and eternal life and to be unaware? I think it is. You know, the Lord Jesus, he said he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. So he came to identify our lostness and he came to save us so that we could be found. This isn't so much finding yourself as maybe some type of philosophy would teach, but this is God finding you. This is God saving you from never experiencing life as he meant you to do, never knowing his peace, never knowing his forgiveness, never knowing his purpose, and ultimately never being in his presence. Lost in sin, at a distance, in darkness, without light, without peace, without God, without hope in the world. I hope today as you listen to this, you might think, seriously, am I lost in terms of eternal life, in terms of God, in terms of breaking his law, in terms of never knowing God? Remember this, the Son of Man, Jesus, he came to seek and to save that which was lost. And by his death on the cross, he provides a way back to God from the dark paths of sin. I trust that God would richly bless you as you listen to this today. Thanks for listening.